Okay.
All right. And roll call, Josh, Jean, Lois, and myself are here, and Bobby and Steve are excused. And does anybody want any changes to the agenda? If not, I'll look for a motion to adopt the agenda.
I make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And has everybody had a chance to take a look at the minutes from our August meeting? We didn't meet in September. And are there any questions on the minutes? If not, I'll be looking for a motion to approve.
Jean, we already made motions. You're supposed to make a motion.
I have to make a motion to approve?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. And do we have any announcements, Tracy?
I do not, except that I thought the Historic Alloy Society did a nice job with their meeting the other night, and it was
that was so nice
pleased
to see you there.
Oh, I'm glad that they invited me, so it was a nice meeting, and
yes,
I enjoyed
well, see,
it.
I would have called you, but I figured you got a blue little thing, and I thought I'm always nagging, do you want to do this and do that? So then
nagging.
I helped Jane with the registration, Sherry and I did, which was very nice.
Yeah.
So
at night, I think there were at the most there were 29 people there at one
oh,
time.
Oh, see, I thought there were more than I thought there were about. Jane said about 25, and I said, oh, I think there were 35.
Close, 20.
Yeah, close. Yep.
So, but
all right. And public appearances? Did you?
Yes, and I hate to be a stick in the mud, but that's kind of my job here. There were some questions with regards to the December meeting that we had with Joe DeRose when he came up on December 21st. When you weren't here, it was it was you,
Bobby,
Joe DeRose, and he came up during, you know, there was a blizzard going on. There were a lot of questions, a lot of decisions made, which I disagreed with, and the decision that was made was not to pursue studying the historic subdivisions and the historic suburbs and the historic subdivisions, which I thought was a crucial mistake. You know, I had the manuals, I had read the manuals, and this is a much better manual for us than, and it's a newer manual than the 30-year-old manual that was done, that was used for either Astor Park or De Pere. So this was the new manual for suburbs, which is what Alloway was. And the problem that I have was that meeting led to some decisions that were made that this board didn't become aware of and the general public wasn't aware of. And in looking at it, I believe that that may have been a violation of the open meetings rule.
No, it wasn't. It was a staff meeting.
Okay, so
it was a private staff meeting. That's all it was. And the suburb thing, all he did was come up to explain to you why the Village of Alloway does not fit into the suburb. That's what it was. There was no decision made that it wasn't going to happen. It wasn't. There were no decision made or came out of that meeting except for the fact that there was explanations to you of why that does not fit with the Village of Alloy. So nothing was made.
Because a lot of people were upset that they weren't aware that I had objected within 24 hours of the presentation of the initial survey at the meeting in November. Within 24 hours, I objected to the content in there, and I sent a note to Bobby, and I went on record, and a meeting was scheduled. Bobby suggested that we have a meeting with the whole board, and that was moving forward, and then somehow the state got involved, and the board didn't meet, and we instead had a meeting. Joe DeRose was sent up from Madison to stop the discussion on my part. So I felt that I would like somebody to take a look at it to see all the emails that went back and forth, and there's dozens of emails that went back and forth, and decisions were made, and it really screwed up the, and I was, I agreed to back off and see how it played out, and it turned out very badly for the village, was my feeling. And I think that it gets down to, I think that legitimately that there was a open meeting violation.
That's not true, Jim.
And so that's not for us to decide. That's for somebody else to decide. But I do think that it was a violation of the open meetings rule.
But
and
there wasn't a quorum of the committee. Then it would have to have been advertised. And
right. That's why you have the open meetings rule. And
but
so
there wasn't a quorum.
It wasn't a meeting. It was.
Isn't this the second time we've gone through this?
I'll just quiet down. And so I would like to go on record as requesting a review of that meeting and all the emails that went back and forth to decide, have somebody decide if that was, in fact, under the regulations of the open meeting rule.
And the emails that you're referring to that went back and forth. And
you're going to have to give us the emails, Jim, and you're going to have to put it in writing what you would like the village to consider.
So Bobby has them, and you
well,
have
you'll
them
have to pass them on to us.
And so here is just one email, the final email from Joe DeRose with regards to that meeting. And so I'll just pass it here. And so everybody has it. It's from Joe DeRose of the Wisconsin Historical Society. And it was dated January 4th of 2013. And he starts it out saying, I enjoyed meeting with you last month. Yes, this is the correct course of action to complete this grant project. And then it documents some of the emails that went back and forth. So I just need somebody to look at it. Maybe Steve would understand that. I think that it does fall under the purview of a open meetings regulation.
I think there's a quorum, because like if I have a staff meeting at my office,
I've read the rules.
That
isn't
the open
guidelines.
Meeting.
We can check. Yep.
Yeah. So that's all I'm asking is that it checks. And the reason that it's important is that the decision to evaluate subdivisions was put aside. And so we weren't allowed to evaluate subdivisions or evaluate anything else other than what was put in the intensive survey as designated districts. And so that was my concern.
And when was that? December 21st?
December 21st, yeah. And it was a blizzard. I do have the weather report from that day. And it was a blizzard, the worst blizzard, the highest precipitation in over 100 years.
Oh, I don't even remember that snowstorm.
Yeah, so okay. It was, Madison records 13.3 inches of snow, and I didn't want Joe to come on up. I would have been happy just doing it by email, but there was an urgent need for the meeting.
So you can check on the open meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's all I need.
Okay. Moving on to number six.
There's a weather report for you.
Oh, okay. I don't even remember. I must not have been the one shoveling that day.
Well, it died down in Fond du Lac, but Madison got 13 inches.
Oh, okay. Review and approval of the grant application for the National Register nomination for municipal buildings. At our last meeting, we had decided to move forward on applying for the grant to have the current community center and the former water department building on Green be listed with the National Register of Historic Places. And we had sent in the letter of intent in September to the state to let them know that we were interested in applying, and now the grant application, the actual grant application, is due November 8th. And Bobby completed the application, and I think there might just be a couple of blanks that need to be filled in, but we all have a copy of that. It looks like this. Right, that's the grant application, and then there are the two the estimates that went along with that. And does anybody have any questions with this, or have anything that they'd like to see?
I'd like some supplement to that.
Okay.
I think that introduction of water, municipal water to the city of the village of Alloway led to dramatic increases in our population, and it's a very important story. So in addition to just those two buildings, I would like to see the report also talk about the laying of the initial water lines, which was for the first pump house, the 1822 pump house, and then the water tower on Oakwood Avenue, which was since removed. But I think that you have a whole municipal system there that really, just those two buildings, really brought development to our village. So if that can somehow just be included, that we'd like to see the not only the buildings themselves, the structures themselves, but that's part of a municipal improvement that really set the tone for the growth of Alloway. And because that was put in during the Depression, we were able to go ahead and we're the one of the few communities that thrived during the Depression. We had building boom going on during the Depression.
Okay, I'll see if we could somehow get that added in here. Of course, they're just looking at the integrity of the existing buildings, but we can possibly...
I think we need to make it very clear what this includes and what it does not include, because mm-hmm. this is obviously a problem with our initial intensive sure. survey mm-hmm. that people did not understand. So I think we put in, because obviously the state has some criteria that they have put forth when you put a building in to the National Register. And maybe they don't look at pipes and they don't look at all the stuff. Again, that's not in existence, Jim. They're looking at the buildings, and that's what they're putting mm-hmm. in, and that's what they're putting in for their thing. So I think before we get into it, we need, and add that in here, we need to check with Joe right. DeRose or whoever and say, okay, when this is done, what are we looking at, what are we not looking at, and make sure we're very clear on that. I don't want to add this in, and then we end up in the same situation that we did before, saying, well, we should have had this, 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 and this, but that's not part of the process or how it is done. So that's my fear on that.
I agree. So I think that this is worth a phone call to say that there is that the two water buildings are part of a municipal system, very similar to a trolley system or an electrical system. So the entire water system for that period of significance, which would be from the time of the first building to the time of the second building, which would be about a 25-year period, the entire water system should be documented.
We'll have to check, Jim. We'll have to check.
Right, because we don't want to include something with that, and then they need to do some water main repairs, and now all of a sudden there'll be a question.
No.
Because we're just looking at getting it on the registry, and then if
right.
somebody wants to make a change, we're reviewing the change. So we're looking at the buildings and not so much what's underground
right.
or the piping system.
I see now. That's why this, because those pipes were put in, and Greiling designed the whole darn thing, and you know we had some great engineers doing it. Because it was done so well at the initial standpoint, we made it through the Roaring Twenties, through the Depression, and we ended up with a magnificent village, primarily because of those the forethought on the municipal water.
And that's the story that goes with it.
Right.
But what
that's
we're looking at is the building itself.
Right.
Right.
But we'll check with Joe on that.
Right.
Okay.
And
what
then the one other tower on Oakwood needs to be documented.
Yeah.
Which
well, that would
be
a part of this. Again, we're just looking at the buildings that are in existence right now.
Right.
And that's part of the history and the story
right.
that goes with it, but this is just the buildings.
Right. So I understand
okay.
that.
Okay.
The standpipe next to Heritage Hill is part of the whole system, so.
But that isn't like as
right.
eligible in
no.
itself.
Okay. So I just wanted
okay.
to see if that's worthwhile, and as long as you're, we're doing two municipal water buildings, it makes sense to evaluate the history of the water system, and that goes on to, you know, from our historical society, we'll be documenting the wonderful job that we've been doing on the stormwater. Detention ponds.
Well, and that's
so
something that maybe you can do and take care of, Jim.
Right.
And it's something separate than this. But Lois, did you have a comment?
Yes.
Sorry.
Did I understand the date was November 8th?
Yes.
That it's due.
So I think we have to keep that date in mind. And as Bobby was saying, is that what we're actually working with is the structure of the buildings now. And we can take this And there are probably many paragraphs that we can dissect if we want to have elaborate on some of this, but then it's getting away from the idea that it is the building that we're trying to establish. And so my suggestion would be that let's not get too involved here. Let's keep the date that this is supposed to be submitted by in mind, because we can keep going in circles.
Yep.
Are there any other questions or comments on what you've seen in the application, the grant application?
And I know you guys just got it tonight, which I apologize, but it just, Robbie put it together, so we got it kind of late. We would have liked to get it out sooner. So if you would like to look at it and then get back to, it's not due till the 8th, so we have some time. And if you see typos, you see something that doesn't look good in there, we can certainly change it yet. But if there's an overall approval, just to go ahead with the two, we do have a comment from Joe. If we put in for two and the village board says we do not want to do the water billing on green, which they're kind of iffy on, we can always pull that one, and it won't hurt our grantor. He won't penalize us by saying, no, we don't want to do the other building now. So if you guys need the time to go ahead and do that, that's fine. If you would want to make a motion, at least the approval of the idea of doing that, and then if you want to look at the grant itself and, you know, get back to us, that's fine too, or get back to Bobby or Barb and give them any comments that you would have. Or if you feel comfortable doing it now, either way, it's fine.
Anybody would like to make a motion?
Did we approve this?
Would you like to make that motion?
I will.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, and then we'll move forward with this. If you see anything that needs to be corrected, let us know in the next week so we can still get this out to the state by November 8th, okay?
It'll be November in a week already.
I know.
Time goes too fast. I'm thinking we got more time, but it is coming up.
It goes fast.
It does, yes.
Yeah. The general review of the intensive survey of historic architecture sites in the village of Alloway and discussion on potential future projects.
I just didn't know. I mean, we had lots of discussion back and forth and just wanted to touch base with you guys and see if we want to look at the document further and decide what future projects we would like to do with it. I mean, there's a lot of different options, which we've talked about before. You know, we could look at the different historic districts. We can do something with those. We can look at the individual buildings, the 13 different individual buildings that were listed. Maybe there's other things we want to go ahead with, but I guess I just wanted to, you know, talk about that a little bit and see if you guys have any feel for where we go from here, what kind of things you would like to start looking at further, or if we want to, you know, stick with, we got the grant together for this, see how this all goes, and then start picking off some things after that or moving forward on some other things. So I just wanted to throw that out to you guys and see if there's anything else that you would like to, or kind of get a timeline or an idea of different projects that maybe you want to start looking at and making some kind of steps forward on. So that was the reason behind putting this on here. You would like to do that, or if you want to hold off a bit and wait.
We'll be submitting the grant by November 8th, and then we get into the winter months of Thanksgiving and Christmas. I would think that the biggest thing right now would be the grant. Further down the lane, I think it was when we would then make a decision, unless someone had something that they thought we should move on ahead of time.
When did we hear back on this grant? Do you know when?
I think we found out in February.
Yeah,
that's what we did the last. We found out the last time. I'd like to kind of wait and see how this one goes before we start taking on another project.
Right, because you know, we get this grant and then we're already
I'm not sure what.
Obviously, we're pretty fresh with this, so it'd be good to focus on one thing at a time until we get one more season.
And I thought, you know, we picked this to do the grant on these buildings because this would get us into the gear a little bit more without being overwhelmed.
Right.
I'm not sure what our involvement will be if we do receive the grant. I mean, I don't know if we just pass this on to the consultant or if we
have to do any legwork.
Yeah. Right. So
I don't think that there's anything the committee does at all on a grant like that.
I'm not sure this is our first time, so.
Yeah.
Can I have a closing point?
Sure.
I think by accepting the intensive survey, we agreed to move forward with historic districts that were recommended. I think that even though I disagree with the districts, we have an obligation to the state to move forward and start the process. They require that by a certain date for next year's grants, by a certain date of in the next 6 months, you initiate outreach to the community to find out if they do indeed want to become a historic district. So, for example, the Lombardi district, everybody knows that those people might not want it. Okay, so, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't reach out to them and ask them. So there's a north section and a south section, and there's a place around the Lombardi house and then the other area. We have an obligation to reach out to them and ask them if they would like us to take it to the next level. And I think that can be done by the mail. We don't have to make phone calls, but a letter can be sent out saying this was, and to all the districts, but I would start with the 16 homes in the Lombardi district first because that's the easiest one to do. See, and they're the ones most likely to say no thank you. Then you'll have the Miramar district, and that's an easy one also. And those people, those homes are in good shape. They don't need protection. I think that they'll say no thank you. And then you have the larger one with 80 homes. And those people, some of those homes have bad basements. And those are where we have the advantage. So being a contributing property in a historic district with a bad basement, the government picks up a portion of your basement replacement. Because I'm a realtor. I've been in those homes, and they have some soil, a couple of those homes over on Diaper Alley on Alloway Terrace. One was a foreclosure, and they had a bad basement. And so if the new owners knew that they could have it repaired, right, because it's in a contributing property in a historic district, that's something that they could do. And the advantage of a bad basement versus a bad roof is you can put it off for a year or two while the district is being approved. So you got three districts. The easiest is the Lombardi, then, you know, and then Miramar, and then the biggest one. But that can all be done just by mail and to get the general feeling that by a survey of them, the general feeling of is there interest in that, in those historic districts. And that's our obligation under, by accepting the intensive survey, that was our obligation to move forward with the nominations.
And I think that's something that we would be looking towards, but right at this time, because we're applying for the grant for the other two buildings, and we don't know what our part in that work would entail. But
you
I
can
think
just ask Joe. He's going to tell you there's nothing, because those are very simple, and that's what those contractors do. They you know, it's bread and butter for them. So they come in, they do it all. You look at what DePere just did on theirs, and their committee didn't have anything to do with the, you know, the process. And our committee wouldn't, you know, you can even get a grant to do the survey of those people. You know, it's probably just writing a letter and sending out, you know, 100 letters or 150 letters.
I feel like
Thanksgiving is coming and Christmas is coming, and this is a busy time of the year, and I hope that all these people do their mail much better than I do, because this is a busy time of the year for them to get a notification, whereas we progress slowly on getting this grant, working on this grant, once the holidays are through, people are going to have more time to pay attention to their mailings.
I think if you don't do it, maybe you'll say that you'll do it in January or February. But if you don't do it, you can't apply for the grant next year. So you can't apply for the grant unless you've started the process of reaching out. That's one of the requirements that's in the guidelines. And the guidelines are very important.
But if we look at that in the spring, and we are only looking, if we look at the Sunset Circle, and we are only looking at 16
homes,
I mean, that's going to be very easy to get that started and find out what their feeling is. If we wait until March to start, once we have, if we receive the grant and we find out more information about that.
Well, you need to do it sooner. I would say there's no reason why you can't do it in January because...
I think it's their choice when they want to do it, Jim.
Okay.
And the committee has already said that they're going to go with the water buildings,
okay.
And that's what they're going to do
right now.
And there's nothing required in our intensive survey that I know of, and maybe we need to double check with Joe, that within a certain time period, we have to do the historic districts.
No,
there's nothing
not
in there. And that's what you said, though. That's what you said, Jim. You just said it's required. No, you said
it's an obligation.
Whatever, your term was required.
By accepting it, it's an obligation.
Right. And this committee has said, we're going to start small, this is what we're going to do, which is fine. And they've just said that they're going to hold off a little bit to decide, see how this goes and then go forward. And... they, you know, if you guys decide later you want to go ahead and start working on that, that's your choice. But right now you've said we're going to do this, we're going to take baby steps, and we're moving forward that way. So it's, you know, they're just working their way through this stuff, and that's kind of how they want to go forward. And if you decide you want to do this thing later, you certainly can. And I think in the spring you guys can start thinking about what you really, where you want to go and what you want to do, whether it's take on a historic district. Or maybe contact some of the individual homeowners and say, are you interested in this? I mean, I think you have a lot of different choices on what you can do.
But there's only 16 homes in Sunset Park. That would not be that difficult to try to make personal contact with the people. If you're talking about a whole blocks and blocks, but when there's only 16 homes, I think that takes a certain amount of planning on the way we want to go about it. And getting something in the mail, some people will pay attention and some people won't. But if there's only 16 homes, that wouldn't be too hard to work on individually.
Right. You could almost send a letter to break them down a little bit
and
say, well, we're going to do a walking tour.
Nobody's going to have...
In 2 weeks.
Unless people are different from me.
Be home.
Nobody people are involved in family matters, with the holidays, Christmas. The last thing they want to do is have another thing to think about. And if we want to develop this and we want cooperation and we want to put forth our best effort, maybe doing it in a timely fashion would make better sense and be more productive.
So are you suggesting that we wait until spring,
after
the holidays?
I guess that I'm just voicing my opinion, and it's not in a form of a motion, but if we're dealing with 16 homes, I think there are probably better ways we'll want to think about how we want to approach this when we can really devote our time, because we're starting out with this grant with these few buildings. We're going to get our feet on the ground more and more as we work on it. And then as we progress to a group of homes that are 16, we'll have a better insight into how to use our discretion to move this project along.
Yep, how to approach them, what to do, how to reach out, you know, all of that stuff. You guys got to think about how you want to do that. And, you know, I think that definitely need to take time to do it.
I think that a timeline, mention it to Joe, and he can give you a timeline that we should follow. If you wanted to apply for the grant next November, he will give you a timeline that you need to do things. And I think it's, you know, you have to be up and running by June.
guess I would say my personal preference would be after this couple buildings, our next step would be a district. I guess I would like to go that route versus mm-hmm. going individual homes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how the rest of the community feels, but it would be nice to.
I agree with you.
And, you know, something else to explore, getting a district, trying to get a district up and running. And mm-hmm. we'll learn a lot and kind of see what the village has to offer in that regard.
You want to make a motion to that effect?
I don't know if we need one. We just, it was down for
general review.
So
yeah.
I think that we all kind of agree that we'll wait until after the holidays to take another look at how we'll pursue that.
Yeah, then at that point we could probably pinpoint a district and then start planning how we want to go about it.
You know, are you going to get a timeline from Joe?
I have that down, that I'll ask him about that. Set the next meeting date. The next meeting date is the night before Thanksgiving. So I'm assuming nobody would be available to meet.
Right.
And
Colorado.
Okay. Probably won't have a quorum. So if anything would come in that we would need a meeting, we could look at possibly setting up a special meeting that isn't on our regular night, because then our December meeting falls on Christmas Day.
Which I'm sure nobody will want to come to.
So in the meantime, we'll complete the grant
and bring some food.
Yeah.
It seems like the holidays are coming so fast. More people have said that to me.
So I guess at this time, we're probably looking at the next meeting being in January, unless something comes in that we need to act on before that.
So, and that would be the 22nd of January would be the next, is the fourth Wednesday.
And I don't have any agenda items for that, so I'll have to see what comes in. And then before we adjourn, Lois and Bobby and I went to the Historic Preservation Convention, I guess it was called, and that was in Wisconsin Rapids a few weeks ago. And before the different classes started, we had the opportunity to go into a big room that they had. A lot of different municipalities had set up tables mm-hmm. about their own municipality and some of the projects that they had been working on. And Lois and I both mm-hmm. had thought that the Evansville had some interesting.
Is that Illinois or is that Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm. I don't know this. I think it was in Wisconsin because this was it's Evansville, Wisconsin. Not sure where it is, but this one I believe that they had received grants to make these brochures. At least that one that you, or maybe this one. This was prepared by Landscape Research.
They're really nice.
Yeah, they look nice.
I thought that they had received
you can
a grant. Yeah. You want to let June take a look at yours?
Yeah. You can keep the ones I have, Tracy.
Keep it with ourselves.
It would be helpful for you to have, I think.
Sure.
I was really impressed. And as you went along and you saw the displays up that they had, the various groups. It was, you know, a thing we have so much here, it would be something to set our sights on as time goes on.
Some of them highlighted some of the preservation.
It is, they're both excellently
mm-hmm.
done.
Mm-hmm. So maybe at some point we could have something like this and guidelines for the public.
Yep. Is that nice?
Also, I'd like to mention that Representative Chad Wininger introduced a bill that looks like it's going to pass on historic preservation, upgrading the state contribution. It was recently upgraded from 5 to 10%. Now it's going from 10 to 20%.
But was that, I had some of those emails, was that historic preservation or was that strictly a pre-1936 building?
Pre-1936 buildings get a certain amount. And if you're on the National Register, you get more.
Okay.
And so it's not clear. I have some emails going back from Jim Drager, and he wasn't clear either because it's not finished yet. But my understanding, and the way that Illinois runs it, and all the other states run it, is that there is a credit for buildings that are on the National Register of Historic Places, buildings themselves, or in a National Register district, and then possibly in a local district, and that's where Jim wasn't sure, is if there was a, if we designated a local business, you know, along one of our commercial corridors, if that would qualify also. So that's something that's going to be coming through next month, and they're not sure the final rules on it yet, but it was passed, and it was designed to encourage development of places like the Northland Hotel. But there's also, we have some pre-1936 buildings that wouldn't get the full benefit, but would get some benefit from it.
We'll have to watch and see what that, if they can give some type of informational sheet that comes out.
I think they call it rehabilitation tax credits, and there's a pre-1936, and there's the National Register, two
right.
different programs.
Okay. Unless anybody has anything else, I'll be looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second? All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'd want to stay for a couple more hours.
Okay. You're on your own there, lady.
Come on, come on, come on.
Turn the light off when you're done.
Yeah, just shut the light off. Well, since we probably won't see you unless something comes up, everybody have a good Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. So
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. That's true. Forgot about that, too.
If you're in the district,
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Obviously not. Anything else?